This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now courtesy of Ordis Ford of Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ordis Ford of Bad Axe. And also by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Almont Township Board of Trustees approved having an improvement project done as well as made some appointments. The board accepted T.G. Preyes' proposal of $62,059 to pave the parking lot and to request a $10,000 grant from the Almont Downtown Development Authority to help with the cost. The board also approved several appointments. The board appointed Terry Grott as deputy treasurer. She started on November the 19th with a starting salary of $18 per hour. Leo Hagar was appointed to the Planning Commission for a term ending on December the 31st of 2026. Lindsay Senstock was appointed as an alternate to the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term ending on December the 31st of 2027. Also, Roberta Cudson was appointed to the Almont Township and Almont Village Park Board for a term ending on November the 10th of 2028. It was also announced that firefighter cadet Samuel DeMaio has moved from being a cadet firefighter up to a probationary firefighter. And in other local and regional news for today, State Representative Phil Green joined together with Paul Cotto, the store director at Andy's Quality Market in Metamora, as well as Metamora Township Police Chief Ryan Davis, in order to deliver 24 donated turkeys to Metamora Township residents. State Representative Green represents the Metamora Township as part of the 67th House District, which includes portions of Lapeer, Genesee, and Tuscola counties. For more information on the turkey drive, residents can reach out to the Metamora Township Police Department on their non-emergency line at 1-810-667-0292 or Andy's Quality Market at 1-810-678-2265. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Black Friday sales at Tri-County Equipment are back with a twist. Visit johndeere.com/Black Friday and sign up to be a John Deere Rewards member for discounts and an extra $750 off select tractors, Gator utility vehicles, and riding lawn equipment. Plus, 10 qualifying customers could also receive an extra $5,000 off. Qualifying tractors include all John Deere 3E models. Utility vehicles include the John Deere XUV 835, 845, and XUV 875, as well as the HVAC and OOS models. Riding lawn equipment includes all X700 models and the Z720E, Z730M, Z735E, and Z725M zero-turn mowers. Also, all snow equipment is on sale. What does this mean for you? For the best deals of the season, head to your nearest Tri-County Equipment location now for the Black Friday sales event, because these deals won't last long.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. A fire that broke out aboard a container ship docked at the Port of Los Angeles was nearly contained by Saturday afternoon. The blaze briefly prompted a shelter-in-place order on Friday night for surrounding communities over concerns about hazardous materials within the ship's cargo. The order was lifted on Saturday, and port operations also resumed as normal. All 23 crew members of the ship were accounted for, and there were no injuries from the electrical fire, according to officials. Roughly 100 cargo containers, however, were burned. Officials said they had identified hazardous materials, such as lithium-ion batteries, on board the vessel. It was not immediately clear how the fire started. And in other national and international news, Brazil's Supreme Court has ordered the arrest of former President Jair Bolsonaro over claims he was planning to escape before starting his 27-year prison sentence for leading a coup attempt. Bolsonaro, who has been under house arrest, was taken to the federal police headquarters on Saturday after his ankle monitor was reportedly violated. Justice Alexandra de Moraes cited a video by Bolsonaro's son urging supporters to protest, which he said showed intent to create chaos. Bolsonaro was convicted of attempting to overthrow Brazil's democracy after losing the election in 2022. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your obituaries right after this.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at Ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require in the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today, Sunday, November the 23rd of 2025. Arlene E. Barber, age 83 of Bad Axe, passed away on November the 21st of 2025. Funeral services for Arlene E. Barber will be held on Tuesday, November the 25th at 4 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home of Bad Axe. Visitation will be held on Tuesday at the funeral home from 2 p.m. until the time of service at 4 p.m. Memorials may be offered to Thumb Industries, and condolences may be shared online at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And Emily Christine Booms, age 76 of Harbor Beach, passed away on November the 21st of 2025. Funeral mass for Emily Christine Booms will be Tuesday, November 25th at the St. Anthony's Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Visitation for Emily Christine Booms will be at the church on Tuesday beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 1 p.m. The family will have a private burial service at a later date. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now by Ortis Ford of Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford of Bad Axe. And also by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.